Yes, good afternoon, good evening. And yeah, man, how was your weekend? How is the new week? I hope the business is going well. I hope the consulting gig is going well. You as an artist, you're getting client. You as a painter, you as a musician, you whatever you do, man, I hope things are going well. And going well is not only that you are getting client, but you're also getting your answers, you are so learning, you are also being introduced to new things, new doors are opening up, knowledge, training, and also more importantly, access to capital and access to funding. So with that, colleagues, good afternoon, good evening. My name is Kanjeko Kamekulu Kwanyoka, call on the financed. Man, this is 1 hour, 45 minutes of me. Suggesting hypothesizing, what is that word? And actually just putting through options and a couple of options on the economic structure. My job for all these years, it has been the same thing. Talk about the economy more than anybody. Say everything, right, correct, whatever, as long as that is the conversation. So I keep it pure here, we keep it pure here on this particular hour. And we are going to be honest, we are going to be brutal, we are going to be difficult, we're going to be easy, and we will question ourselves because nobody else is doing it. Nobody else is doing it. So yesterday we had a very beautiful conversation with the GIPF principal officer at Inkumpi, and I did it deliberately to correct my last week callers. Yes, I'm a very revengeful when it comes to economy conversation. I will dig up information just to give you the response that you want. And that conversation was tailor-made for us to understand the capital market, our savings, and the role of asset manager, the role of your retirement saving, everything. I hope you listened. I hope you take notes. And I hope you have now a basic understanding that why are you saving? Are you only saving for emergency when your grandmother die? Or you are saving also to put capital together to be accessed by entrepreneurs who are creating jobs, who are innovating, who are creating new product, who are doing clinical studies to solve disease within the continent. Do you understand that role? And more importantly, is to understand the channel where this money is, where this money is saved, who access it. Because there is something critical that Nkombi said yesterday, that GIPF does not invest. They don't. So meaning they give money to asset managers. And those asset managers are given certain mandate and the interest they needed to earn. So now if we are going to have a conversation about funding, let us understand that the structure. How big is our capital market? How is capital being distributed? Who is distributing it? And again, how can you qualify you as a Namibian to access your own savings? And I'm emphasizing this conversation because from Kunene to Zambezi to Angwena to Erongo to Ochodonjupa to Karas to Hardab, the question remains, how do I get capital in Namibia as an entrepreneur? And I'm dividing entrepreneur from micro to small to medium to large to bigger project to smaller project. So how is that capital being distributed? It's a conversation I want us to avail everywhere. Because even for last week, I've seen trainings. There is a training being done by NCCI. There is a training being done by some institutions. You know, everyone is training. Everyone is training right now. But how many of us are pointing those young people, those old people, those micro entrepreneurs, those small entrepreneurs, those big entrepreneurs to capital? So you were given a summary or a whole proper thing yesterday by that Nkombi to tell you how and the importance of having a retirement saving. And the reason why we tell you that, please do not withdraw all your money because we are using it. So now when with that information, I think now we sit at a certain point, at a certain stage, where we can have a proper conversation about funding. And we can now categorize the funding to say, we are having micro. We start with a vendor. When we're talking about funding, everyone, I want you to understand, we are starting with a vendor. And if a vendor, that young sole proprietor, whoever he is or she is, cannot access the type of capital he or she needs at his level, then we have a problem in an economy. Because there is no enterprises that just start like that. Especially in the Namibian context and the African context. If you are lucky, you start like that, it's because you get a procurement gig. But if you are a producer, like you are manufacturing or you are rendering a service, you start you alone. You as an accountant. Then you start hiring two people. Then you start hiring three people. So it means the funding in Namibia have to be understood from the lowest level of a vendor. And that's why when I have people who come here to say, tell them to go to DBN, tell them to go to Agribank, I say this keyword, that then you do not understand what you're talking about. Funding in Namibia need to be spoken about starting from the lowest level. Majority of your entrepreneurs in Namibia are what? Are vendors, isn't it? So then if you start talking about funding at the registered one, at a small enterprise or at a medium enterprise, then you are wrong already. You will structure the funding strategy to be tailor-made for small and medium. But what will happen to the micro? If you go to BIPA and you ask the number of registered business, most of them are sole proprietors. It's one man thing. And if we cannot fund them at the level where they are, then we are already doomed. So that's why I wanted actually to paint this picture when it comes to capital. What I'm talking about is that when I'm saying that there, we need to find something below DBN, we need to find something below the banks, we need to structure the whole funding and financing model in Namibia. Because it was never tailor-made. And I'm saying this. And you can ask, why am I saying that? And you can say I'm wrong. I'm saying it was never tailor-made. I will start with the historical perspective. You, Namibia, you got all your company from South Africa at the beginning. And even the banks, you got them from South Africa. And they came with funding criteria that were tailor-made according to the South African economy and to the well-established companies. So we did not start with incubating. We did not start with mentoring. We didn't start with that. That's why when you go around Namibia, there are no incubation centers. We have Omatala for traders. But we do not have incubating center for people who are coming up with a new product. We didn't have that. So our flaws when I'm talking about funding are historical. And the fact that we do not want to talk about them, we want to blackmail people that, no, Kanjeng, we are lying, we have banks. I want you to understand the historical context of a bank, where it comes from, the funding criteria of every bank. And when we talk about funding, we are talking about everyone who is willing to do something. So that is the context we have to talk about the funding in Namibia, that it was never tailor-made for an economy which is transitioning, which is restructuring. Because if you are starting to build an economy and everyone who come in, you're asking them that you should have something already. Even our own procurement, if you go in a procurement law, they are saying you have a security that you should deposit actually 10% of the tender that you are getting. And you look at this person like, are you mad? I'm starting my company 2 years or 1 year, and you're saying, if I won the tender, I should be able to have 10 million already? Then in your own mind, you are saying Namibia is an infant economy. And you are asking people to have a tender security of a certain amount. Then you already contradicted yourself. When we are saying we want to build the skill, we want to do job transfer and blah, blah, blah. So when I get the job transfer from the mine and I start my own company and I start to tender, they are no more going to look at my skill set which was transferred to me by a Chinese man. No, they are now going to ask me to have a job security or whatever security. So it's a whole contradictory methodology we have in terms of funding ourselves. Because at every juncture, you're going to find a barrier when you're accessing capital. So that's why I'm saying that we never spoke about funding in such a sober manner. Remove your emotion and what you have had before you even say DBN is there. I love DBN. I study DBN. My reference point is DBN. But when I say we need to find a better way to fund Namibians, I wanted to understand that statement at the highest level and at the lowest level. Before you run and say Kanchengo is lying. Beautiful people. We should have a conversation like this. Like we need to open our mind to be able to understand and to contextualize certain things. Because for the people who are working in banks, I'm sure they are shocked that Kanchengo is saying we are not being fund, we are not funding. And I challenged them in all of my honesty and with due respect. Just get even a Bank of Namibia every month release what we call the banking statistics. It shows money extended to the private sector. And I want you to disaggregate that statistics and even ask each bank in every month how much of it is even unsecured lending. And I also want you to Google the term secured and unsecured lending. And I want you now, once you Google it, you ask yourself, how many Namibians can afford a secured lending? How many vendors? How many micro? How many small? What about those that are in rural area that have no asset? My asset are goats. My asset are cattle. Then you say, go to Agribank. Okay. How many of us? What is the balance sheet of Agribank? Ask yourself again. So we have to have all this information in a room for us to have these conversation, because I can tell you these guys, from Bank of Namibia to NIPD to the office of the Prime Minister, the office of whoever, until we sort out our funding model to fund the Namibian economy, to fund our aspiration, guys, we will not go forward. Now all of you educated people are parading, no, young SMEs in oil and gas, going to be funded by who? SME, come SME in oil and gas. And I look at them, who is going to fund them? If even the beers themselves, it's the beers. When they wanted to construct their vessel, they were funded by three banks or four banks. Because it's risky. Who is going to back them up? And we are saying, local source, no, what is it? What is the word which we are now parading around? Everyone is going to look dirty. This one is going to always buy to talk about domesticating things, to talk about participation in the oil and gas. I dare all of you, from Namco to Bank of Namibia to everywhere, I want you to sit down in the most realistic manner and ask yourself, they are going to be funded by who? Who is going to back them up? Because those sectors are capital intensive and skill intensive. Where are they going to get the money if we don't find a way, colleagues?
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
Listen to Eagle FM in Katima Mulilo at 93.1. Listen to Eagle FM in Orangemund at 107.7. Listen to Eagle FM in Otapi at 93.6. Listen to Eagle FM in Rundu at 106.3.
Ipurane ngeno wapombwa Eva tere ulikoni maundu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite okoye ekukurile. Oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana. Ono ngeshefa ya pombwa kukaraya kovano. okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna ebito danjuka okukwetera oipindi konu konda doi nawa nune udo otukwetera o special ange tashake ngejefa omarudi dayo loka opone ujendife nawa nokumona oijabo ili nawa ninge kwata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM onora etatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ile ko derewa nora etatu natu bali o etatu matatu o mafilane Eagle FM the eye.
For those that are joining us, this is the business and economic segment. My name is Kanjengo Kamekulu Nkwanyoka. It is a business and a talk show. It is a business and economical talk show. Main focus is on economic conversation. And I say it's a show that attack the fundamentals, the economic fundamentals that are in existence. It's a show that look at our effort and look at the activities that we are doing in terms of achieving our aspiration and our economic agenda. That is our main aim. So in case you just got at the radio someday and you find Kanjengo shouting and you find Kanjengo criticizing something, BS does not criticize people. It criticizes our effort. It criticizes the existing theories or the existing work that we have done in terms of the result that we have achieved. And it also highlight perhaps that we need to sit down and rework our strategies. And that's why now one of the comments that I made before the commercial break was to say, everyone who is mobilizing whatever for the oil and gas, for the hydrogen, I want you to look at the hyphen project. I want you to understand the risk and the capital magnitude before you say Namibians and the young people should participate in hydrogen. If even the old German thing, they supported their own company. They gave a grant to the Namibian government. They are supporting hyphen. I want you to understand, because we are now going to have a lot of politicians, a lot of woke analysts, a lot of, we can say, informed experts in the oil and gas, who are going to throw this statement. Namibians should participate. I want you to use hyphen example. Look at where they are getting their money. Look at what they are doing to get money. I want you to look at Oshino. I want you to look at the Bannerman. I want you to look at all this mining company. Then you get to understand the complexity and the cost and the capital intensiveness of those projects before you run. I know I'm seeing you guys doing beautiful work, hosting seminars, hosting whatever, but be realistic that until we unlock the available capital, until we de-risk, until we create a project preparation funds, guys, we are going to have a little attrition on having Namibians to participate. Namibians are just going to participate as employees, as experts. And perhaps they're just going to have 10% because they are Namibian and enable other guys to have a bigger share. And that is one of the components that we need to change. That for me to participate in any complex sector in Namibia, I should have a partner from somewhere because they have the money. But it has been confirmed for the past 2 weeks or 3 weeks. Eagle FM and the village have done great to tell you how much do you have, where it is, and how you can access it. And we brought in even Tatingumbi yesterday just to have that conversation. So that is the great work that has been done by Eagle FM in terms of facilitating information to you to understand. Because if you guys keep just shouting and writing speeches and blah, blah, participate, it will not. And this is a honest assessment from my side. We have to unlock capital domestically to fund ourselves to do what we want. Good evening to you.
Good evening, sir.
Ah, it's you again. Ah, no.
What's wrong with me again?
Ah, thank you for coming through. No. You when you come through, you have this.
What?
No. Thank you, sir.
I'm not telling about what you and Tatarimubi is talking about. And I think it's the same lady who followed me there at that time, we also have the same different understanding on issues. So me again, because we don't have the common understanding, what do you want to divulge?
You see, you have already distracted me.
How can you be distracted? You are so intimidated. He's very intimidated.
By you?
No. The news around. Because even the other lady who came was even working in the bank. And yesterday, that Imundi was talking about unveiling some of those capital even into unlisted ones or whatever. So I'm just repeating the same language. And these are the things that you have told us.
Okay, cool. And I say this. One thing I keep asking you is this. For you to be at the level of my conversation, I want you to understand the intricacy of getting that money from asset manager. So that when you call through, when you call through, I want you to tell us how easy it is to get it. Don't repeat that, no, the money is available. No, we know. We want you now to tell us how easy it is.
Come up with the
No. That does not work.
Okay. What do you want me to say?
Because let me answer you why I stop you. If you read the latest report of NAMFISA, listen. Yeah. I don't want you to repeat the same thing you tell us, because those things that you are telling us is just, it's like you're a politician now. The latest NAMFISA report, it indicated there is a 4 billion committed capital to the unlisted. Meaning money lying around. And if you come here to tell us, no, come up with a viable thing, go back again.
That money that is lying around, how do you get it?
That's why I'm telling you now, that is your homework.
How do you get
if you want to advise young people, now go back and tell... No. You come here and repeat the same thing. Now we are sending you back and to go do ask your comrade and whoever that how can young people access that money?
I don't ask anybody. I do my own study just like the way you do your own desk research or whatever.
Okay. Now tell us. If you have that answer, you can tell us. If you don't, I'm sending you back. Because if you tell me, come up with a viable, I've been hearing that statement for so long.
You are an economist.
No. When you are going to call, I'm giving my suggestion since I started. Come with your suggestion.
Allow me the freedom to give
I'm not here to allow you freedom to repeat things for the 200th time. Go find out something.
I'm going to give you information. I can touch on Ingumbi. I can touch on this other one. So many things.
Touch on Ingumbi. Tell us on Ingumbi. What do you have?
Please give me about 5 minutes to answer your two questions.
Okay, cool. You can call back. And do not abuse the freedom to call on Eagle FM unless you're having something new. Unless you tell me, you are also repeating something.
But repetition in teaching. Repetition in teaching. When we repeat and we repeat.
Nah.
We give more emphasis. Something nah. That is very important.
I do understand that. So now, give me something new. Give me something new or I have to let you go.
So you can let me go if you don't want me to give you anything. So I can repeat what I want to say, maybe in different context, in the diversification of the economic activity. So if you want to let me go because you are intimidated by my opinion, you can let me go.
Oh my goodness. Okay, I'm intimidated by your opinion, sir. And I'm feeling so emotional right now. Thank you so much for coming through and for intimidating me.
you are so fearful.
Oh my goodness. Bye. Okay. All right, sir. All right, sir. Have a very good night.
So the same to you. Thank you very much.
Okay. Guys, and this is what I've repeated. This is what I've repeated, guys. And I'm repeating this again. I'm listening to everyone from NAMCO, from the Minister of Mine to all the politicians. They have the same statement to say, young people should participate in the mining industry. And I'm slowing down before I take you, please, whoever is calling, just continue calling, I'll come back to you. And I'm saying, guys, it's not about telling people to go to the bank. It's not about telling people to go to an asset manager. I want you to understand when I mean unlocking. And even Tatingumbi said it yesterday to say, we have to find a way to unlock that capital That is the key word. That is the key word. And I want all of us, how can we unlock the 400 and something billion that we have? Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening.
Hi. Hi, how are you?
Good, good. I want to focus on your question. Your question says, you are tired of hearing things from this leader say, my young people must do what I Yeah. And you want to ask, how easy it is to get the money?
Yeah, how can we unlock? Because that Ngumbi said, if you listen to him when I said, how can we channel more of these savings? Then he said, look, the money that we have is people's money.
I think I was following yesterday.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
And I also listened to you. You are talking about a larger scale. Young, like you see, upcoming someone who wants to do business. Then there is someone who is already in business, but somehow failing because of funds. So those people, they cannot be looked at the same way.
Yes.
So in your argument, you have to be specific. To say, I was focusing on a young person who wants to make a name for themselves, or I was focusing on someone who is already established but they are actually failing. Because the funding is not the same. But then again, the same thing that will be always the same is just the funding, the principle from all the banks. They look at, are they able to get their money back if they give you their money? Actually, it's business. And so, it comes down to as a person, who are you? What do you want? And when it comes to banking, it goes like this. Like, as an analyst, you can actually look at your statement and give you a person to say, this person, I cannot give them the money because of they spend their money on, like, I will check the money your funds come in today. The same day you are going to Pharaoh's, you are swiping. You are already, I'm already establishing the character of a person that, in any funding, you always ask you, the spending history, how do you use your money? What are you proposing to us? So it comes down to, as a young college, university graduate, you go out there, you get a job, salary comes in, how do you use it? Tomorrow you say, I want money from the bank. And then they turn you down. And you want to say, no, they don't want. No, the bank wants to, they don't want to put you in trouble. They don't, the bank doesn't want you to give you a burden when you cannot manage on the money that you're getting. So it comes down to, what you again, you see the focus. I'm trying to say, if you are giving us a case to say, how do we make funding accessible, you have to focus on a case. So now I have to focus on a young graduate who wants to make a business. Because the leaders are telling us that we must be employers. You cannot just go to school for nothing. And so I'm going to focus on this one. To say, if I get my salary, I should be a responsible person and I should be understanding how the bank works. The bank wants a responsible citizen. The bank wants to be also, to be part of the community. Say, we have helped young people to with this fund and they have come to us to say, I need money. And then there's always a question like, why do you need the money? I want to buy land, I want to buy a car, I want to start a business. That goes on record. And it's a bank also, bank name going on that paper to say, we are doing this in the community.
Okay.
So the bank is, like, we cannot, like, if we turn you down, it's because we think you cannot do the job that you
Okay, cool. Can I now perhaps come in with some questions or or just something that I also want us to relook. I understand that model. I understand that model when you go on my bank account and you look at how I use my money and things like that. But when you talk about my money, you are talking about, let me say, my after paying all my expenses, everything which is left for me is like around 3,000. And the fact that for the whole month I spend it after work, I buy two beer, and you conclude that all I can do with my money is spend it on alcohol, I think that is a wrong conclusion, because again, the money that I was spending that whole month is money which is not, it's not enough for the capital that I'm looking for. And there is that money that, okay, if perhaps I have a record of that, I have borrowed some money which for some sort of intention and I didn't do it, then perhaps I will agree. But for a blanket just for you to go on my bank account and use my salary history of how I spend it and conclude that I'm bad with money, because there is money and there is capital. And if I come to you with that intention that I'm going to borrow this money, I want it. How about perhaps we say, if a young person come to your bank and borrow this with a very good bankable project or feasible project, how about you say, okay, we are not going to give you this money. We are going to channel it to whatever you want to do. If he's buying equipment, we are only going to send it to the supplier, like what the RCC used to do to their small contractors. How about perhaps we evolve also, instead of just declining, looking at how the person spent 3,000, how about we just keep evolving?
Can I slow you down? Like, when you say that, you are opening another case where we narrow it down again. Why do you need the money? Like you say, it's wrong to channel the, to say, I cannot label you on that. And then that's a term that we use on another level to say, this, you are asking for cash going to your account. And then we are going to narrow you as in how do you use your money, and then if you say I want to buy this equipment, we are going to ask you for the who is the supplier, give us a quotation, and then pay for that equipment. That's why the bank has a lot of products, different products. So again, I still ask you, if you are giving out a case, you must be specific. Why, what are we asking on? Is it cash money, or we are buying capital, or we are we funding a young person who wants to just do their own thing, or are you funding an SME?
Yeah, all of them are capital. All of them are capital at whatever level, whether it's working capital or equipment, all of them are capital.
No, it's capital. It comes different way. It comes with different arguments.
Yeah, no. For us, we are only talking about the capital and funding businesses, whether it's a micro or whether it's a small.
And then the whole thing comes down to, are we disciplined enough to get the money? Are we disciplined enough? Are we showing that we are capable?
Okay.
And then when these leaders are actually saying, I think they know what they are doing. How many graduates do we have? How many people that claim that I'm educated in mining, geologist, or whatever? And then you have, of course, for you to go out there, let's say you found lithium somewhere, and then you have a license from the ministry, you won't go alone. You have to have someone who knows the stone, who knows the...
But you say that the particular person is already a geologist. What do they need now?
What do they need?
Yeah, I'm saying, why do we need to partner them up with somebody? If they are geologists, they know what they are doing. Why do they need to get a partner from somewhere?
It's not to say a partner. You as a geologist, and you are doing mining stuff, there's a lot of skills that goes down there. And most people, it's like doctors. It's a medical doctor, but then the doctor specialize in the eye. They specialize in the, what is this, those things. But we brand them as doctors. So if you come to mining again, you have a specialist who checks the soil, who is another specialist who operates the equipment and all that. And those people, it's a big project, right? Those people, they operate in their own capacity. And they want to do this one thing. The bank asks them, okay, you want to do this thing? Give us your again, we go with the how do you spend your money. Individually, we assess everyone as a responsible people.
Okay, okay, I get that, ne? I get that. Then the question is still remain, for my conclusion, you are saying that, so in Namibia, there is no funding gap at all.
Sorry?
I'm arriving at a certain conclusion because you, to a certain extent, you are disagreeing to say that there is no funding gap, money is available in Namibia, the banks are willing, everyone is willing.
No, my thing is... The money is 100% available.
Yes, that we agree on.
What we have is a mismatch of skills and discipline. If you as a customer, you might be not disciplined, or you lack the patience to go through the process.
Which process is that?
Because to every business, there are rules, there are...
That part I understand, but I'm talking about no. Look, ne.
Let me just finish. You see, as a bank, it's not just a bank for us. It's a bank reporting to someone, to Namibia, to another where they originate from.
Okay, cool. Let's just go at the funding part.
What I'm getting is most, like I say, the money is 100% available. What we don't have. It's sometimes you have a consultant in the bank who, well, let's say not educated, not able to understand what the client is saying.
Mm.
We have a skill gap. We have those little things. Maybe your question should be, how do we tackle financial literacy in Namibia?
Okay, cool. It could be also included on how to unlock, because now capital is locked up within the banks, within the asset manager. And the key question is that how do we get it to come to the real economy? That is what I mean, funding. Okay, you gave us one solution to say, is the young people who are unable to get this capital because perhaps they do not have discipline. What else are we now? Because I'm now looking at that. Is it now, how big is that? How big of such a population? Because when it requires for me to prepare a certain project proposal, right? Of course. And if I come to such a level, I prepare that. Are you still saying that when you look at my proposal, because I want to point people to look at the proposal. Is it bankable? Is it feasible? And if it's not, is there something that can be done by project preparation fund, by others, to bring it to a level where it can be bankable? Because I do not want really to focus on at the personal consumption. Because money for business is money for business. That's why I don't want to mix people when you guys analyze my consumption. I'm not asking money for consumption. I'm asking money for business.
I think you are getting it wrong again.
No. You are... Look, I never started the business before. Then how come you are analyzing my consumption patterns? How does that determine my ability to run a business if I'm going to have a business account?
When you approach the bank, you are establishing a relationship. In the banking, there is a rule about knowing your client. Knowing your client is asking information about your client.
Yeah, due diligence and enhanced due diligence.
And then when I say they are going to ask you how do you use your money, it's because, of course, they are actually giving you access to funding. Mm. And we want whatever bank is considering you. They want to engage with someone who is proving to them to say, yes, this person has a good record in their finance.
But isn't that information a bias because it's not based on the business I want to establish? You have no information literally on my ability to operate a business. And I think in behavioral economics, you are now mixing my personal doing into my ability of running a business. Because if you are using that, okay, cool. You have already started the business and you have failed. So unfortunately, your track record in using capital, it has been bad. But if I do not have any, why are you using my personal information?
No. I think, let's say, now let's get a case. Let's say
We have to continue tomorrow again, me and you, on that, because that is one thing that we really, really have to tackle. I'm sorry, Ne, I only have 4 minutes, and perhaps I'll take another one. Me and you, we have to continue, because this what we are talking about is actually structural, and that is what we're supposed to do. If it's a first time person coming to a bank, what information do you use to determine if they are bankable? Is it their project, or is it their personal account information that you are going to review? And I am convinced.
Let me just ask you a simple question.
Mm.
Let's say you are the rich uncle.
Mm-hmm.
Out of nowhere, someone asks you, please give me 20,000. Are you just going to give it out like that?
No. Do they ask me? No.
That's the basis of the thing.
No. If a person says, like now the young people that are talking, including myself, I'm saying I have a proposal. And if you are going to deny me money based on my proposal, I will agree. And I will ask you is, can you give me feedback? And the second thing I will ask you, can you come at my place to see, maybe even my traffic to my shop, maybe even my frequency of sale, and things like that?
No, again, that's where I still...
Then how do you assess how risk I am and how risky my project is?
That's when I put you back to say, when you are discussing, you need to be specific. Because, look, the bank is just cash. We are just giving you funds. We don't care what...
No, I'm only talking about capital. I do not want to talk about any other thing. Only capital. No,
let me finish. The bank is about money.
But I want you to. I only want you to focus on when an entrepreneur come to the bank. I do not want when individuals.
That's where I'm still talking on. Then I'm saying, you come to the bank as an entrepreneur. The bank only has people that can analyze the money flow. They don't have anything on your business proposal. But all we need to say is to see your money flow.
Now, if I'm a first time, where will I have track record? So now are we saying that where will I find a track record?
First time, you mean you never operated, or how do you mean?
Yes, we are having, look, we are telling young people to go start a business. Where will they have the track record, the 3 month track record?
So you just start a business today, I register, tomorrow I approach the bank.
I'm just telling you that, yes, I have seen, look, in the whole proposal, there is a market assessment that I have to do.
It doesn't work like that.
It works like that. So where do we expect them to have a 3 month record?
As an entrepreneur, you need to grind on your own.
Grind on my own from who, standing on whose shoulder and whose feet. If I just graduated, I was funded by NSFF.
Tomorrow, paperwork, then you go to the bank.
That is it. The only most expensive thing is an accountant.
Wow, that's
process. So we are saying that people should not start a business. Is that what you are saying?
You are on the radio to inform the practical things people.
Okay, tell me the most expensive thing when you are going to BIPA. Is it not only the accountant part?
Are you serious? Are you like?
Which one is expensive?
You are a businessman.
Now answer my question. When you are registering a business, which one is the most expensive part?
It doesn't matter the expenses of it.
Then you do not refute me to say that I'm lying.
Complain about the expenses because you want to do it. No, the whole thing with you, Nick, I listen to you, like, you want people to be given everything.
No, I only want them to be given capital. I only want them to be given capital. Is that so hard to ask? Okay, cool. I understand that component. Then my last point. How about we find measures when we allocate capital?
When we are doing measures, we have to have logic to it. You have to be...
Yes, yeah, there are. That's what I'm saying. Can we find...
The way you reason, sometimes you go out of context.
Really? Because now you are saying we should not give money because people have no track record. No, okay, cool. Go find out about the BIPA. That one is the homework. But now, before I let you go, I want to say,
BIPA is the basis, which is a process, and you cannot complain about the process.
Okay, nobody's complaining about the process. I'm saying I have registered
You are giving out the notion that people get money.
No. I'm saying.
Can you give us 50,000 just out of the blue without asking questions?
No. Contextualize your question. I'm only talking about capital.
No, 50,000, you are giving it to a business person.
Okay, cool. A business person always come with a proposal, so I have to assess the proposal. And if they are not good with money, when you are giving.
Now, check. That's investment. And when you come to the bank, it's low. That's why I'm asking you. When you come on air, you should have a check. Is it about investors?
I have been telling you. I have been telling that it's all about capital, ma'am. I'm only talking about capital, nothing else.
Capital comes in many ways.
Yes, working capital, whatever capital. That is all I'm talking about.
No. You have to be specific.
No. Funding entrepreneurs, funding ideas, funding products.
Let me check. Investors check on your proposal and they have to believe in your idea. The bank check on fact, like, how do you work with money?
And I'm correcting you there. I'm a first time and you can't answer that. Okay, cool. Thank you so much for coming through. My time is up. Eh?
You have to be specific. There's a difference between a loan and an investment.
No. An investment can come through a loan.
No.
Okay.
Yes, it can come. It can come. But again, the bank, is it? You have to check. Is it coming from a bank? Banks don't do investment.
Okay.
Banks do money loaning. They give it money. And
okay.
Okay,
I do understand you. I do understand you, but I'm going to disagree with you again that if you are going to use the track record to fund, then we need to create another institution.
It's not up to me. It's about how the system works.
I don't care about the system. Change the system if it's blocking capital.
When you want to change things in life, you have to have context.
Good. Then we change it in line with. Now you agree with my introduction when I said, when you are talking about funding, we are saying unlocking because it's blocked by what? It's blocked by the system that we have in place. And we have to work around to unlock it so we can fund our people. That is what I have been saying.
Is
it now going to be given to people in the banks and in the asset manager to the entrepreneurs?
Actually, the education is there. Any bank, actually, it's a requirement from them. Right now, people do say you must educate the client. Every bank is doing that.
Okay. Now I have to go.
You have to acquaint yourself with your banker.
My homework to you is this. How about the bank acquainted themselves with the market, with the Namibian context?
Very much.
Because we want so much to.
Actually, is very much ahead in many things. It's us that need to unlock the bank.
Are the bank willing to be unlocked? Because Tatembomba was there begging you guys. I hope you guys were answering him like that.
No,
I'm getting in trouble, man. I have to let you go. But look, you are not the only person we have been having a conversation with this.
I disagree with the notion that people will just get money like that.
I keep correcting you. Nobody is saying people are getting money like that. You speak the language I speak, that we are saying, can we unlock capital to go to projects that need funding and they are bankable?
No, we need to unlock our stuff. Resources are there.
Okay, all right.
We need to understand institutions for what they are.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have to change something, you actually need to understand them, then you suggest. Then you don't even understand how the bank works. You don't even understand how investment works.
Really?
And you're saying.
Okay, are you now saying me or you're saying the public?
Give you money as a loan and the one they are set back with.
Okay, cool. Look, so you think most of us do not just know anything about banks, right?
Yeah, I can pretty much say that. And I can also say the bank also, we are falling short as things.
Mm-hmm.
Are we putting in front of the client? That's
great. All right, ma'am. Thank you so much. But okay, cool. Eagle FM, maybe it's the banks. Look, I can't give the banks free platform on my show. They have to pay. They have to pay. Yes, they have to pay. JPF is my client.
No.
Not for you, I understand. But look.
I'm not here to represent anyone. I'm just giving out information out there.
Okay, cool.
What I do also involves financial education.
Mm-hmm. All right, ma'am. All right. Thank you so much. All right. Okay, maybe I need to request. Okay.
Do you have a question you want answered on air? Have a quick comment you want to share with the presenter? Eagle FM's SMS line is now open. Send your questions and thoughts to 1040. That's 1040 for only $1.50.
Listen to Eagle FM in Lüderitz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.0.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff.